California fast food chains slash workers and raise prices as the $20 an hour minimum wage looms. The minimum wage, that's going into effect April 1st. What's going to happen? Yeah, a lot of people are going to get fired, and you as the consumer are going to pay closer to that $18 Big Mac than you want to as prices rise. Let's get into it. Here we go.
And it is Pizza Hut that has already announced that they will be cutting several delivery driver positions here throughout the state of California. Now, so far, that seems to be the only, or that seems to be the first, if you will, big company to make that type of drastic cut here. As for how this is going to shake out, we still don't know. Now, as for those of you wondering exactly how much, we're looking at about $20 an hour now for fast food workers that work for companies that have 60 or more locations across the nation. Of course, it's a win for those struggling with the cost of living. As for how it would benefit them, well, employees.
Is it though? Is it really a big benefit to go from 15 to 20? Okay. All right. $20 an hour. You're still going to have a brutal time. You're the sole wage earner in your household. You have a brutal time. I mean, yeah.
Obviously, we'll get paid more at those jobs. Or if they work at, for instance, a local mom and pop job that doesn't fall under the purview of this minimum wage hike, they could leave those jobs and seek out the higher wage. Or their current job may just naturally increase their pay as, again, competition in the market plays out, or their pay or their benefits to try to match to keep them employed. Now, the other negative, though, that some people are pointing out is, like Pizza Hut, that businesses could cut jobs and people could be without any pay at all. In fact, Pizza Hut says it's going to lay off 1,200 delivery drivers at locations in California, and instead they will utilize services like Postmates and Uber Eats. Now, we did speak with a number of different sources on this story to get their input on this, and that includes a restaurant analyst who had this to say.
Everyone else has to match, right? Because if you can work at McDonald's or Starbucks for $20 an hour, why would you stay at the kitchen at Olive Garden or even at Walmart?
Now, as for when this will go into effect, that won't be until April. So we'll have to see if any other big businesses make any type of, changes or announce any preemptive changes here.
So Pizza Hut is the main, and we've talked about that before, did a podcast on that. Pizza Hut initially came out and said, yeah, we're going to lay off a bunch of people. But I think one of the concepts here is to recognize, okay, just like what happened in Seattle. So what we had with delivery drivers, with Uber Eats, with DoorDash, with those kinds of companies bringing you food. Now, City of Seattle decided to bump up so that the minimum wage of those type of contract workers would be, I can't remember what it is. Is it $25 an hour? It's something that doesn't make any sense. And what literally happened is business just absolutely tanked and plummeted since that minimum wage, effectively that minimum wage, has been put into place. So when you're talking about the minimum wage for this type of employee at a big chain of restaurants, and then going to these third-party delivery companies, some of those economics just don't make any sense. You're going to hire a more expensive third-party vendor so that you can pay your employees more, but you're going to fire a bunch of your employees. And in order to make all of this work, you're going to have to drive up those prices by probably at least 10%. That's what you're going to do? Oh, okay. All right. California, I think this is a genius idea and you should just double down. Let's throw out $50 an hour so we can really get these people the financial help that they need. We'll just see what happens. I mean, it'll be like defunding the police. We'll just see what happens. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Let's crank that up to $50 an hour. I live in Washington State, and we're very progressive here. I mean, we've got a lot of progress going. Never mind the people that were DoorDash delivery drivers that basically had their workflow absolutely stop. Their workflow just, boom, came to a grinding halt. You know why? Because people like me who ordered a lot of DoorDash or whatever it was before, I just like the DoorDash app, right? I just like the app. I could navigate it. I knew how to do it. I haven't ordered since that minimum deal went into place. And what happened is DoorDash and the other companies, Uber Eats, they implemented a $5 extra charge. And at that point in time, it was already expensive to begin with. You know, you're paying a big premium to these companies for the convenience of having something dropped off at your door because you're too effing lazy to go get it yourself. Yeah. Uh-huh. There's that. But, you know, sometimes maybe it's worth it to you. The time that I can tell you is when it's worth it is I was editing a video. I was down in Texas and I'm like, I am starving hungry, but I have got to edit this video. I had a video uploading to the YouTube, whatever it might've been, something along those lines. And I couldn't, there was nobody else there with me and by myself. And I'm like, I'm really hungry. And I just feel like I'm getting a green tea. There was nothing close enough for me to be able to walk to and, you know, quickly and get done. So I had Starbucks bring it to me and I paid XYZ whatever to have them bring it to me. And it was a total convenience type deal. I don't even want to have to walk out my door. I want them just to bring it up to my door, but you pay for that. And with what these companies are going to have to charge their customers more on top of already firing a bunch of employees. Yeah, this isn't going in the right direction, but don't worry. Don't worry. Those employees that went from $15 an hour to $20 an hour. Yeah, they're golden now. They're totally golden. Ugh. I don't know what the answer is. There's no set answer because in California, your cost of living is already so high. You could literally put that $50 an hour in place and these people would still not be able to make ends meet. Yeah, fully functioning. California restaurants are reportedly laying off staff and reducing hours for other team members in an effort to cut costs ahead of a California state law taking effect April 1st. In the months leading up to the wage mandate, California eateries, particularly pizza joints. Now, we heard from Pizza Hut and Roundtable Pizza. So they have a plan to lay off around 1,280 delivery drivers this year. And they think they're going to backfill that delivery service by using third-party vendors. All right. Okay. All right. We'll just see how it goes. Just like defund the police and we'll just have to have a wait and see attitude, right? Pizza Hut already sent notices to employees informing them of their last day. So we've actually talked about this guy before. He's a driver. He driver for 8 years. He was offered $400 in severance pay. It's like, okay, yeah, no, I don't think so. I think I'm just going to move on. He told the outlet that he made hundreds of dollars a week in wages and tips as a delivery driver. He decided to claim unemployment instead. Yeah, no thanks. I'm not going to take your $400 for severance pay. Pizza Hut was my career for nearly a decade, and with little to no notice, it was taken away. Well, that's what happens when almost said bodies start slapping from doing the wild thing, a little tone loke, but we're not talking about that here. That is something totally different. That's what happens when you start to raise those minimum wages above a level that businesses can comfortably absorb, and you're going to get fired. Some of you are going to get fired. A whole bunch of you are just going to get fired. And then the rest of the people who patron these type of establishments, you're going to pay more because these businesses have to come up with the difference somewhere in order to make a profit. They're going to jack your prices up. To the moon goes the Big Mac. So representatives from Pizza Hut did not immediately respond. Spokesperson for Roundtable Pizza said they've got people being laid off. We anticipate third-party delivery providers in turn will see a boost in their business. Let's point to the good. Well, you wouldn't have to do that if minimum wage wasn't, you know, increased 25%. Yeah, that's pretty sharp. That's a sharp one for businesses to absorb, which will require additional staff on their end. So we're trying to point to the good and the bad. All right, we had to cut staff here, but those guys over there who charge a lot of money to deliver stuff, yeah, they're going to hire more people. That said, delivery service fees may increase. Do you think? How much did Seattle, those companies increase? $5, an extra $5 charge in there just because. Because we're Seattle, we're Free-attle, and we bumped up our minimum wage. And the customer will most likely even see higher prices as a result of this ongoing shift. We have said virtually nothing about that. The media has said virtually nothing about that. Because it's kind of like, you know what? This is going to be great for the workers and all. I mean, you know, off the record, it's going to be the workers that still have jobs Yeah, but you know, I mean, let's focus on the good. Uber Eats, they're going to have more drivers because we had to fire all of ours over here. They're gonna charge you more money, but they're gonna get the job done. I mean, they're gonna deliver your pizza. This is the reality of today's restaurants. In San Jose, California, Brian Horn, the owner of two locations of Vitality Bowls, has dealt with impending increased labor costs by running his Acai Bowl joints with two employees instead of his typical four, according to the journal. I mean, if you need four employees and you cut them down to two, that's a 50% savings on labor. That's genius. Now, what's that going to do to the end product? Huh? You think it might take a little bit longer to get your bowl of whatever it is, Vitality Bowl, going? How's that going to go? Is your quality control going to be as good when you've got two people doing the job of four? No, probably. How's your customer service going to be? Are your toilets going to be clean a couple of times a day on the regular? No, probably not. Because you got two people doing the job of quattro. Not going to work out. You have to cut corners. You have to raise prices, cut corners. Customer service goes right in the toilet. And eventually the business closes. Closed. What happened? Howie bumped up that minimum wage because, you know, workers of the world said this is going to be the greatest thing ever. Just like the Fentanyl Floyd crowd said that defund the police was going to be the greatest thing ever. How'd that work out? We just don't talk about it anymore. I mean, we talk about it a lot because it was so bad and so ridiculous. But other people, oh yeah, defend the police thing. Yeah, I mean, that happened, didn't it? I haven't heard. How'd that work? I haven't heard. What happened there? Yeah, just trying to ignore it. Yeah. Oh yeah, that wasn't good. As a result, it takes longer. We're talking back to the Vitality Bowls. As a result, it takes longer for customers to receive their order, which is also increased in price by around 10% to offset higher wages. Higher wages, more expensive food, less customer service. I mean, this sounds like a genius thing to do. We'll just ram it down the economy's throat and we'll just see what happens. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm definitely not going to hire anymore the guy at the Vitality Bowl. Other popular chains like McDonald's and Chipotle have also said that they will be lifting menu prices. Lifting, not raising, lifting. I have concern. Need to raise my menu prices. In California, to pay for the minimum wage hikes that the Golden State passed in September. As some fast food locators, the April 1st minimum wage increase for California fast food workers represents as much as a 25% increase from the state's broader $16 minimum wage. Panera Bread, this is where the story gets interesting. This is an interesting portion of this story. Panera Bread, however, was ruled exempt from the $20 an hour minimum wage hike by Governor Gavin Newsom after the billionaire owner of several of the chain's locations donated to his campaign, according to a report. What's going on there? What's going on there? So he was exempt. Panera Bread. You ever eaten on a Panera Bread? I have a few times. It's okay. I think it's fine. If you're really into, you know, big load of carbohydrates, go to Panera Bread. Get some of their bread. It's decent. It's good. Newsom reportedly sought the exemption via the Fast Food Accountability and Standards Recovery Act, the FAST Act, which includes an unusual carve-out. Got a little carve-out action that excuses chains that bake bread and sell it as a standalone item. Interesting. Yeah. If that isn't one of the most exclusive and limited scope exemptions from some greater thing. All right, my buddy over here, let's see, what do you have? What do you do that nobody else, none of these other companies do that we can make so that you are exempt from? Bread. You're a baker. No minimum wage hike for bakers. You guys are two thumbs up. That's what we're doing. Panera's exclusion from the labor costs increases benefits, among others. Greg Flynn, the billionaire CEO of Flynn Restaurant Group, company that owns some two dozen Panera Bread locations in the state, increases benefits. Okay. Flynn, who attended the same high school as Newsom, has been involved in business dealings with the California governor and has also contributed to Newsom's political campaigns. And no minimum wage hike for places that bake bread. Because why? Why are employees at the bakery different? Even though the rest is still fast food, baking a pizza, somehow wildly different than baking a loaf of bread. Yeah. Doesn't that sound like a little bit of collusion there? Doesn't that sound like a little bit of, hey, you're my buddy, I'm going to help you out here? Some good stuff. Interesting stuff. Good stuff going on down in Cali, right? Right? I mean, yeah. Now, this goes on everywhere all the time. People in higher up positions, they help out their buddies. If you're a billionaire, all the better. You get all the wheels greased. He and Newsom were just hanging out one night, drinking their whatever it was, hoity-toity wine, as they would do. And how can I help you not have this type of increase to, you know, your overhead and your costs? How can I help you still increase those profits, do a little carve-out action? How can we do that? Bread. How's that any different than doing a pizza? Don't know. It's what we're doing. End it up, end of the law, throw it out there. Because somehow, loaf of bread, far greater, far more nutritious than a pizza. Who came up with that one? Yeah. Gruesome Newsome. All right. That's it for me on this one. Thank you so much for being here. Love to have you subscribe, hit the notification bell, share the content. That's the best way to get this out. Share it with friends and family that you think it might benefit or they might enjoy it. Share it with people who don't like it, and then it'll make them mad. I don't know. Do what you want to do. Thanks again for being here. We'll catch up in the next one. Bye for now.